रिलीजन ऑफ कली कलियुग दिस इज युग धर्म इन दिस कलियुग एनी पर्सन हु विल चैंट कृष्ण नेम एंड विल डू नाम संकीर्तन आर ही विल थिंक अबाउट रिमाइंड remember Krishna name, anything by doing, anyone by doing this will easily go across this world ocean, material ocean. Without this, anyone cannot move an inch in परम धर्म है. जय तो साधन से साध जब होगा. नाउ नेम इज साधन. साधन मीन्स एज ए प्रैक्टिस, बट नेम इज हिमसेल्फ कृष्ण, नो डिफरेंस एट ऑल. But now we are not in a stage of sadhana. Then all kinds of anartha. Anartha means
obstacles,
aparad, offenses, especially our thinking that we are this physical body, that is called dehatma bhav. It should go away. Understand? We are not this physical body, we are soul. So up till that, we are thinking that this physical body is myself, doing offense and aparad. So giving up all things, when we will be siddha by naam, then that sadhana will be himself sadhya. Sadhya means
goal.
Not goal, himself Krishna. Then no difference between upay and upaya. No difference between sadhan and sadhya. Practice and for whom go. No difference. Then Krishna prem comes. First bhav and then Krishna prem. Prem and bhav are same thing. But only difference kaccha and pakka. But kaccha?
Immature and matured.
Like mango, unripe and ripe. When it is unripe, it is sour. And when it is ripened, then it becomes so sweet, fragrant, like this. Now you are doing chanting Hari name, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. It seems that we are doing sadhana to have the service of Krishna. But Rupa Sanatan are taking this name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This name for him is Krishna himself. And they are serving Krishna. And seeing all the pastimes of Krishna in name. Every kind of rasa, taste in it. Oh Prabhu, I am so wretched class of person, unqualified person. I am so foolish that up till now I have not chanted name, remember name. So I am not understanding its value. But now I am understanding something. So you should have mercy upon me so that I can realize what is name and with taste I can chant and remember Krishna. And saying this, Haridas Thakur began to weep bitterly and began to roll on the ground in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then second parichet, second chapter. How to take name? This is the Mahima Mane Kya? This is the glorification of, I have told up till now, what is Krishna name? Now, we are reading Naam Grahan Vichar, how to we should take Harinam and chant and remember. He is doing pranam to Sri Gauranga Dev. And Jahnava Jeevan, who? Nithai. He is the husband of Jahnava Devi. And he is also praying to Sita Thakura, Sita Thakur, who? Advaita Acharya. And Malini's husband, who? Shiva. Why he is taking the name of wife?
Because there is Sakti.
Yes. Without Sakti, there is no Saktiman. So Radha Krishna. Janava Nitai. Vishnupriya Gau. Gadai Gauranga. Gadai Gauranga, you know? Gadadhar and Gauranga. And Janava Jivan. Sita Dvaita or Sivas Adi Bhakta. Without doing glorification to all, Krishna name will not come in our heart. So he is giving jaya and glorifying them. Haridas Thakur, Sing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by his mercy, was weeping bitterly, tearful in his eyes, rolling on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, telling, "Oh Gaur, Aur Gaur, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, and Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna." At once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took him, embracing him, and began to chant Hare Krishna and sing. And he began to also dance, taking Haridas Thakur in his arms and telling him that, "I have not seen any bhakta like you. You always chanting 3 lakhs of names. I am seeing none doing so." With so much Vairagya.
Renounce.
Vairagi. With so much Vairagya. Vairagi. Using no delicious food, good cloth, sleeping on good bed, and using any of bhog and bilas.
Enjoyment.
Anything. He's telling to Haridas Thakur, "You should know that you are born in a very low caste, because you was born then by caste, but not by other view. He was not Mohammedan. From beginning of his birth, he was chanting Hare Krishna, using no bad thing. He had come in a very low caste, yet you have shown whole world that Krishna is not found by riches, wealth, reputation, high family and other qualities. It is not found. How Krishna is found? It is any cost, out of caste. He may be Mohammedan, Hindu, Christian, Isai, anyone. Out of that. But if there is bhakti, Krishna can be? Mercifully he will come. Those who are doing ananya bhajan, they can have Krishna. What is ananya bhajan? Ananya bhajan means? What is
solitary?
Only worshipping Radha Krishna. And worshipping only for pleasing him. For nothing else. Not for us, not for myself, not for all others to please. Not for the reputation, not for wealth, not for easy going life, not for shanti,
peace of mind,
nothing, only to please Krishna. This is called ananya. If he is doing so, whether he has taken birth anywhere, in any caste or creed, and doing bhajan so, then he is greater than demigods and all others. And in this world his birth is successful. Otherwise he is like an animal. Namatattva sarva sar kumar vidhi. Acharya, acharya tumi prachare pandi. You are certainly an acharya, because you are doing himself name and doing you are preaching. Those who preach only and they don't know what is to be preached. Only preach, but actually doing nothing himself. Then they are karmi. Karmi means?
Fruitful
work.
One who does fruitive work.
Fruitful work.
Yes.
They are karmi. The person telling that you should do now, you should chant name. But actually they are himself not doing, or very little. And for praise and wealth and all the other things they are doing. Not for to please Krishna. But yet this you should say that you should chant, then all are karmi. If anyone himself doing so much it is good than them. But yet, those who do himself and also preach, the two qualities are there, then they are acharya. And they are fit for preaching. If I have nothing, how can I want to give some money to others? I said that I am giving you 1 lakh, I am giving you 2 lakhs, I am giving you to 3 lakhs, I am giving nothing. What will be the fruit? This is no meaning. Understand? If a man has 100 rupees and giving actually, he is taking that, telling that I am giving $1 to you, $2 to you, $3, actually giving, because he possesses $100. But those who have no a single dollar are telling that I am giving $1 lakh, I am giving you $2 lakh. It has no meaning. They are teachers. So we should not do like this. First we should practice. And after that we should give off. So Haridas Thakur has two qualities. He himself chants 3 lakhs names. And tells other to do it. And those who chant himself, not giving, then they are more qualified than the first, but yet they should also give. Who is qualified to preach? Who is Vaishnava? Those persons who are taking one name daily, or one name any time, his Vaishnava. Actually taking Hare Krishna. For what purpose they are taking? Only to please Krishna. How they are taking? Having initiation from bona fide guru, qualified guru, and with sambandha gyan, with a relation, one name, those who do chant, they are Vaishnava. Tare grihi jatna kari manibe nishchaya. All grihi, all others should pay respect to them. Whether he is not taken name from my own guru, but yet he is doing, what should we do? Why? Because he is not my god brother. Then, if anyone divides that he is my guru bhai, god brother, then I will respect. And anyone not in my group, I will not respect. Then this is out of etiquette of Vaishnavas. Krishna will not come. So we should respect all those who do chant name. One name even we should. Here it has not told that he should be initiated by my
same
Gurudev. He has been initiated by Swamiji, and he has initiated by Sridhar Maharaj, and he is initiated by others. Ramanu Sampradaya. And he is telling Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. One is telling Hari, 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 Hari. One is telling Krishna, Krishna. One is telling Govinda, Govinda. We should not disrespect them. We should respect. Understand? So grihi, grihi means householder, should respect them. Thank you. And nirantar jarmukhi suni krishnam seise vaishnavatar sarvaguna. And the persons who are, the devotees who always chant Krishna name. And we hear that he is chanting all time, then he should be treated as Vaishnavatar, second class of Vaishnav, Madhyamadhikari. No? And we should respect him by Dandavat Pranam and by mind also, both. And to whom by seeing Krishna at once comes in the heart, by seeing we should know that he is Uttam Vaishnava. Understand this? But
you're saying that one who's
he's uttering Krishna to see anyone, a Vaishnava, immediately Krishna Nam comes in our heart and mouth, then we should know that he is first class Vaishnava, Uttam Vaishnava. These Vaishnavas, Uttam Vaishnava, has no hinsa, enviousness or anything. When they see Vaishnava, they become so pleased. Otherwise, those who are not like this, when they will see Vaishnava, they will do like this. Understand? He will not be glad to see them. But this is office. Not to speak with Vaishnava, knowing that he is Vaishnava. It is false. Krishna's name is Chintamani. Chintamani, you know?
Desire stone.
Any desire you can do, he can fulfill desire. Like a person, a king went to for hunting forest. Whole day he ran after his shikar, to deer and anything.
Pray.
But he could not have anything. So he was so hungry and thirsty, and sun was to be set. He saw that I have come so many miles from my palace, and I have left very far away my companions. I am now alone. My horse is tired. I am also tired. And I am seeing that night is to come. What to do? In the meantime, it became night. She went in under a banyan tree. She saw that there is very big banyan tree. She jumped up from his horse and he tightened his horse near tree and thinking, oh, there is water. If I had water, then I could quench my thirst. At once he saw that very good water, scented water, very drinking water, very good, in a golden cup was there. He took that water and drank. all very good. She then thought that if I will have some thing to eat, then I am so hungry, I will take it. At once he saw that very good plate full of very delicious food was there. He became so pleased and took it. Now he was so much tired. He thought that if there was a very good bed, then I could have slept here. At once he said that there very good bed was there and so much. What? Matches. Was there? And he became so glad, and smiling he
lay down
on that bed, and very soon he became sleepless. See any gopi is coming? Very lovely gopi is coming. Don't come, otherwise Krishna will see you. Then he slept easily. In the meantime, a lion roared, and he got up. Then he then he got up and he sat down on the cot. Kya kar rahi? What is he telling? You can go with Shyam. Then he saw that lions were roaring far away. He told that, I think a lion may come and kill me. At once he jumped and killed that man, and that was Kalpavriksha, like Chintamani. There was Chintamani there. What he was wanting, everything was gone. And at last he died. So this Prakriti Chintamani, worldly Chintamani, has some gain and loss both. And it cannot give Atma Gyan, no bhakti, but all other things. But these are the reason for Hans ka karan hai. This is the reason for destruction and for hell. They cannot give tranquility, shanti and sukh. But Krishna is Chintamani, name is Chintamani, that he can give everything what he wants, not bad things. Like Sanatana Goswami, he was chanting in Vrindavan with no cloth, nothing. It seems that he has nothing. Once he was sitting near Jamuna, and chanting name very sweetly. A Brahmin from Kashi, Varanasi, Kashi, you know, Kashi, came to him and told that I have been sent by Shankar Mahadev, that you have wealth. I have so many daughters to be married, but I have no money. So Shankar has told me that there is great lot of money to wealth to Sanatana Goswami he has, go and wait for wealth. He told, I have nothing, only I have door and coffin here. Door coffin, you know, that we wear. Nice. Nice. Only very cloth.
Yeah,
nothing. I have no room. I have nothing here to eat, but I will eat. I take water from Jamuna like this and eat, and go to alms, begging, and only a piece of dry
roti.
Roti means
bread.
Only I take. Nothing more. Then he told that, oh, Shankar cannot cheat me. He has cheated me. He has told to go to you and to take. Then he remembered something and told that Brahmin that, oh, go to the heap of
sand.
And anything is there and take it. He went there and dig it. And after so many there, in inner side, a very white, light kaanch, glass was there. He took it and came to Sanatana Goswami. This is there. Kaja, yes, this is the thing. This is Chintamani, Parasmani. You should take it and go your home. Here you can see, bring an iron. I will see you. I will show you. So he brought any iron and he touched it and it became
gold.
Go. He became so glad and taking it very carefully, he began to go to Banaras. In the way, when he went some distance, he thought that, oh, Sanatana Goswami has so many Chintamani, more than this. So he has thrown out, knowing not that this is Chintamani or not, he has fell in earth, covered with dust. He again came and told, and he did pranam to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami told that, why you returned? He told that, I have returned that I thought that you have more valuable Chintamani than this. Because you have thrown it, and knowing not that knowing that whether it is Chintamani or not, no use. So you have some more valuable, more than this. I want that thing, not this thing. Oh, you really want? Yes, I want. So you stop it in Jamuna, very far away. At that time, 500 years before, Jamuna was full of water and so deep. So he very forcibly threw out that Chintamani in the laps of Jamuna, and only a very single word sound came and it went in the very deep. Then Sanatana Goswami called him and told that go to and bath in Jamuna and come. He went and he taking bath and doing mundan, he came to him. Then Sanatana Goswami told that, give your heart and ear to me. And from today you will have not to desire anything, worldly desire. Give that heart to me. I will make it pure. And always chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Brahman fell down on the earth, began to roll and wave. The dust of earth became wetted, and thus he got Krishnanam, Chintamani Sar. And then he left all the desires, and he told that I will never go to Banaras and anywhere. I will live here and chant Krishna. So if anyone wants to do chant Harinam like this, then he will have to. Otherwise, he wants to chant and also to test worldly desires, then it will take time. But yes.
Living Krishna Prabhu in other morning times, telling same story about the man in the tiger and the desire between the force of the hunter. He's telling same story and saying, so like this, the Bhagavatam is not Chintamani like that. The Bhagavatam will only still give us prema bhakti. Bhagavatam will not give us.
No, Bhagavat will quench this thirst of worldly desire and give it that prema.
But it will not fulfill worldly desire.
No, it can worldly desire fulfilled also. But very soon recover all these things. Recover means quench all this thirst.
Because in chanting Hari,
Bhruva wanted Hari so wealth of the whole world. By Narayan name, he got all this. Dhruva has got this thing. So by chanting, everything can be. These worldly things and also mukti, swarga, everything what we want in this world also. But prem will not be. But if we go to Bhagavatam, he will give worldly desires also. And after some time, kya?
It will go away until
we bhakti. And bhakti, prem, bhakti.
What about mukti? Because the Bhagavatam says that it disregards all concepts of mukti.
Mukti. Mukti will also, he will give. What kind of mukti? Worldly desires will go away, and this is called mukti. And to have the service of Krishna for lot of souls. This is mukti. This Bhagavat can give, name can give, but don't have any desire for worldly things. Otherwise Krishna will give that and it will be very long period to have pain. These are obstructions. But